It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Our guest today is Dr. Chad Godsey. Chad is a farmer, chief agronomist, Green Evolution Technologies. He'll join us in a moment. First off, Dr. Brad Lubin, University of Nebraska at Lincoln.
In order to produce a calf that doesn't come to market for about 2 years or more, at a time when maybe prices will be softer than they are today. So the economics of expansion aren't necessarily record prices mean we should grow the herd. It's also true that even if we wanted to grow the herd, drought concerns have decreased some of our grazing supplies in the state. Wildfire losses earlier this spring have certainly hurt that as well. You have a capacity constraint in how we can really grow the herd. And so the economic decisions about growing a livestock sector, even in the midst of record returns, isn't that easy. Concerns all around.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and today we're joined by Dr. Chad Godsey. Chad is a farmer, chief agronomist, Green Evolution Technologies. Let's see, would that be Eastern Colorado?
It would. That's correct.
Okay. Well, let's find out about you. Did you grow up there? How'd you end up getting with Green Evolution Technologies?
Yeah, so a little bit of an interesting story. I try to go through it relatively quick, but grew up on a family farm and ranch in northeastern Colorado around Ray. Grew irrigated corn, and obviously had cattle as part of the operation. And kind of early on, realized the importance, obviously being out in the arid west, semi-arid west, you know, the reliance on irrigation water, Ogallala Aquifer, is critical to our operation. And went to school, went to graduate school at K-State, was on faculty at Oklahoma State for a few years, and had an opportunity to move back home, work closer to farmers one-on-one, really focusing on helping them with, you know, input efficiencies, mainly water, nutrient related. And then also obviously get back to the family farm, and be involved to some extent with the operations. So, and then probably a little over a year ago, actually saw, some test data from Precision Planting, on the Green Evolution Technologies hydrogel. And hydrogels are something that I've kind of followed for basically the last 20, 25 years, mainly from a water, water use efficiency standpoint. Anything that we can do in the West to help, save a half inch or an inch of water is usually a wise investment or worth looking into. So saw the data, reached out to him, wanted to do some tests. And really one thing led to another, ended up actually investing with the company a little bit. But then, decided last fall to be more involved with the kind of the agronomic research and really, really working hand in hand with farmers to fine tune recommendations, with their IntelliGel, hydrogel, which I guess to give you a little bit of background on the hydrogel, most farmers are, familiar with it, but it's, to put it simply, it's a super absorbent polymer. So for instance, our dry granules of hydrogel can absorb up to 2000 to 3000 times its weight in water. So significant, capacity to help retain moisture in our, soils out west.
Okay. We're talking about, Green Evolution Technologies, and again, I know you've kind of talked about this, but kind of the elevator speech for who Green Evolution Technologies are. And again, you've touched on some of what they're doing.
Yeah, definitely. So Green Evolution Technologies is a really relatively early startup company. They've brought technology to the U.S. that really has been around for decades. In the IntelliGel, the hydrogel that they're bringing to the market. The one thing that makes it unique is, and I already kind of related to this or mentioned it, is the, water holding capacity. The other big thing, from a farmer standpoint is the cost of the hydrogel. Really, for the first time that I'm aware of, we now have a hydrogel that is economical for you know, typical row crop production, whether you're in the Midwest or the West. And that's something that we haven't had. We've had a lot of hydrogels, you know, research done over the last couple of decades where we maybe see a yield increase, but the economics aren't there. And that's really what the game changer is here with Green Evolution Technologies, is the economics of their product.
We're talking with Dr. Chad Godsey, Green Evolution Technologies. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turn roads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Our guest, Dr. Chad Godsey, farmer, chief agronomist, Green Evolution Technologies. Drought, water shortages. Chad, how do they impact profitability?
Yeah, you know, that's a great point and question. And, you know, the guys, the farmers that we work with directly, you know, it's managing, trying to figure out how to better manage those drought periods. I think everybody typically in the West would agree that, you know, I don't want to get into a climate debate or discussion, but, you know, rainfall patterns have definitely, you know, changed the intensity. We see, you know, greater intensity with rainfall events and longer durations a lot of times, you know, but between the events. So I think anything, you know, farmers are really looking for anything that will, you know, help manage those drought or dry periods, you know, conserving or saving an additional half inch or an inch of moisture during the season can be a big, you know, potentially a big advantage as far as having something to harvest at the end of the year.
Well, I guess there's could be an interesting answer on the other side of this question, because when we do finally get that moisture, is there anything we can do to really improve that water efficiency, whether we're talking irrigated or dry land here?
Yeah, great question. So, and that's one of the things that we've really tried to focus on is water use efficiency, right? How many bushels, whether it be corn, wheat, grain, sorghum, you know, how many basically bushels are we getting from every inch of precipitation or irrigation? So when we start thinking about the efficiencies of it, and that's where the hydrogel comes into play a little bit, is that, you know, when the data shows that when we either band or broadcast the hydrogel, you know, we increase the water holding capacity of that profile or that soil. So we may be able to hold an additional, you know, a quarter of an inch at a time, which may not seem like a lot at one given time. But once we, you know, do that 10 times throughout the year and cycle that water in and out of that hydrogel, so to speak, you know, then we're starting to talk about, you know, that significant water savings or potentially improvements in water use efficiencies of those crops.
Chad, we've been dealing with, it just seems like one challenge after another. We've been talking about drought across the region, increasing fertilizer cost. You just throw in all of the volatility that's there. How does that change management decisions for producers?
Yeah, great question, comment. And really, you know, the efficiencies are the things that a lot of guys are really starting to focus on, right? I think forever is all we talked about from an agronomy standpoint is what are we going to do to increase yield? How do we increase yield to, you know, feed the world? But really, and I think especially out west here, in the Midwest is no different. You know, we start thinking about efficiencies, and really with fertilizer, right? This the way fertilizer prices were earlier this year and still are for the most part. You know, thinking about, all right, what is my most efficient, you know, nitrogen application rate? Not necessarily, you know, what will it take to increase, you know, yield 3 bushels an acre, but, you know, starting to focus on that efficiency is definitely key for long-term sustainability.
You know, I also kind of wonder here, when we're talking about these stressors, if you will, and quite a few of them are environmental stresses. What tools are we talking about that can really help producers? I guess kind of cutting into the bottom line here. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. So, you know, it's an interesting perspective. You know, early in my career, I thought that we could be smart enough or outsmart Mother Nature, so to speak. But, you know, you can do everything. A farmer can do everything right throughout the season every 120 days or whatever, however long the growing season is. But if Mother Nature doesn't cooperate at the end of the year or at any point of the growing season, it can take a tremendous amount of impact on yield. In a short amount of time, right? So anything that we do, you know, from water or nutrient standpoint that we can do to minimize the impact of, you know, whether it be rainfall patterns, drought, whatever it may be, trying to retain more nutrients in the soil profile longer, anything that we can do there, you know, are kind of the things that we're trying to key on for to help guys. And that's kind of what, you know, the principles around the hydrogel, whether it be the water from a water standpoint or a nutrient retention standpoint, those two things should help improve those nutrient use efficiency numbers and those water use efficiency numbers. So anything that we can do to minimize the impact of Mother Nature is basically what we've got to focus on, I think, anyways.
Talking with Dr. Chad Godsey, Green Evolution Technologies, on the Agribusiness Report.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Let's talk about logos. What's the value of a good mark? Well, when it comes to the seal of cotton, it's pretty big. Introduced in 1973, the seal of cotton trademark has planted itself in consumers' headspaces. In fact, 94% of consumers say the seal helps them easily identify cotton products. 85% say they associate the seal with softness, comfort, and durability. 40 years of cotton research and promotion really adds up. You grow the cotton? The Cotton Research Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Our guest, Dr. Chad Godsey, farmer, chief agronomist with Green Evolution Technologies. Chad, if we want to learn more, where do we go?
Yeah. So, some of the best research, third party research that we've done or published is with Precision Planting at their PTI farm in Illinois. Just Googling Green Evolution Technologies should get you to the website as far as the results. And then really this year, our focus has been on, you know, on farm, because every farmer wants to prove it on their own soil types, right? So I think we'll be coming out with a series of results and things throughout the growing season, at the end of the growing season, highlighting some of those things that we've learned. some of those improvements that we've done. So yeah, I would encourage you to just keep your eyes open, and we'll be getting more information, more results, data out as we collect it.
All right, Chad, great to see you. And this is the Agribusiness Report.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Brad Lubin is with the University of Nebraska at Lincoln.
We're still dealing with shrinking margins and challenging conditions for producers. You can bank on some commodity program payments, but they don't come until October. So you might plug them into your extended cash flows, but they don't necessarily help, obviously, with financial cash flow pressures at the moment. You can see more concerns on the horizon about if continued inflationary pressure on input costs drives production costs for 2027 and beyond. We have even more decisions to make. So there's an awful lot on a producer's plate to try and figure out the economical decisions about how to manage this year's crop as well as how to manage the crop enterprise for the coming years.
Brad Lubin, University of Nebraska, on the Agribusiness Report.